Welcome to the Success Sensei Podcast for anyone interested in success, happiness, and balance. We'll teach you how to be a black belt at life. And now, your host, former professional fighter, multiple world champion, entrepreneur, and investor, Robert Devan.
And this is Roundhouse Rob, the Success Sensei, helping you to win at life one kick and punch at a time. Today we're talking about start with one small change. And this is episode 191. Welcome to the starting round.
Hands up. It's the starting round on the Success Sensei podcast.
Start with one small change. Are you stuck in the rut in any area of your life? Are things a bit stale? Are you not progressing at a rate that you need to progress at? Do you feel overwhelmed? I'm always banging on about goals, but maybe you're finding it very overwhelming, the goal process and thinking big and thinking, how are you going to do it all? And sometimes all you need is a small change. There's many areas that you can make small changes and get big results. In fighting, if you can spot a small weakness in your opponent, and then you can change, make a small change in your training to capitalize upon that weakness, it can produce a big win and it can produce big results. And that's what you're looking for in every aspect of life. Making a small change that can add up to a larger result. So it doesn't have to be so overwhelming. It doesn't have to be a massive life change. And that's what we do to ourselves. We think that we have to change absolutely everything on a Monday, change absolutely everything in our life in one big goal to maximize everything. And that's such an overwhelming concept that it does send us spiraling into a failure mindset, because you set yourself up for fail. There's no way you can do that much change in one go. So small change consistently is more effective in the long run. So basically, every week you should have a small thing that you want to change in your life to improve. It can be to do in any area. I mean, the areas that are always good to look at are, you know, eating, sleeping, training, saving money, working on a skill, developing a skill, or learning more, educating yourself. So kind of any of those ways, trying to improve the way you eat, your health, the way you sleep, which again is tied to your health, and the way you train, your physical activity, again tied to health, your finances, improve your finances, whether it's, you know, save or you know, increase income, work on something, a hobby or a skill or something, some area that you wish to develop or learn, and then education, continuous education, you know, whether it's reading, whether it's studying, to bring yourself on. Now, they're all very large concepts, very overwhelming things. So let's give you a few examples to start you off. They're meant to be small. If they're not small, you might not do them. So start small. So the sleeping one, for example, plan this week to go to bed 30 minutes earlier and maintain that one for a week. That's the only change. If that's the only change you do make, then that's, and you stick with it, it's a very successful change, and hopefully you'll carry it on as the weeks progress. Bed 30 minutes early will make a big difference. Pick up a book, especially if it's a book that you have read, partially read, and you've put it back down. If it's an audio book that you've kind of gone through a little bit of it and you haven't gone back to it, go back to it, pick it up, read a little bit more, read a page, set out to read a page every day. Write a paragraph every day. So if your goals are based on writing, or you wish you were writing a bit more, write a paragraph every day. Notice I didn't say write 1,000 words or 15 words or 10 pages or even a page every day. Write one paragraph a day. If you can do that for a week and carry that on, it's going to add up to a lot very, very quickly. Health and fitness. So let's go with 20 press-ups every day. Now, I specifically didn't say, I could have said 50, I could have said 100. We could have given ourselves such a big number that, yeah, we might do it for a day or two while motivation is high, but then after that, the number is large and it puts us off and we know the pain and the hardship involved. 20 press-ups isn't that bad a day. So it could be 20 press-ups, it could be 20 burpees, but every day consistently for a week. Even if you're fit and in shape, I'm sure you don't do it every single day. And even though it's only a number like 20, I'm still sure that you don't do it every day. So set yourself a small goal that's attainable for the week. It could be drink 2 liters of water every day for a week. Besides everything else that you're drinking, besides whatever other fluids you're getting into yourself, drink 2 liters of water every day. We often forget to drink enough water, and it can really cleanse you. So drink two liters of water every day. It's a good habit to get into. On the saving front, put away a fiver a day. Put away a fiver a day. Save a fiver a day. Actually physically do it. Well, I suppose you could do it. You could do it through various online banking or whatever. But I think as a visual exercise, putting away a fiver every day is great. It saves, by the way, 1,820 a year. In a leap year, it'll save 1,825 in the year. That's a hell of a lot of money in a year by just putting a fiver away a day. So it adds up very, very fast. Now, the whole reason why these are small is because inevitably you will actually probably do more. So, for example, you know, when more money comes your way, maybe you will save a little bit more. Or maybe you'll save every fiver note that comes your way. Maybe you'll go to bed an hour earlier instead and you'll start getting up early. Maybe you'll read more of the book. Maybe you'll get so into the zone that you will actually do more. It won't be 20 press-ups. Maybe you will do 100 press-ups. You'll stick with 20 press-ups for a while. It'll be so easy. Your confidence will build. All of this is a confidence builder. You will prove to yourself that you do have discipline, which ultimately makes you more confident, which ultimately makes you happier within yourself, and it helps you like yourself more. If you can, it gives you a win. All of these small, even if it's only small for a week, shows to yourself that you have the discipline to carry it through, and it gives you wins. It's 52 weeks in a year, by the way. So if you do any of these for 52 weeks, it really adds up. If you were to add a new one every week, so if you were to do a small one every week, and then every other week you're adding a new one on top of the one that you're going to stick to, that's 52 small changes. And even though I'm calling them small changes, they're probably not really small changes, because they do improve and increase your mindset as well. You just don't know what would happen. You don't know the positive repercussions that could happen from any of the small changes that you make in your life. Big things start with small changes. So I wish you the best luck for today and this week in any goal or endeavor and any small change that you set out. Thank you for listening. I'm Roundhouse Rob, the Success Sensei. Life is a fight you can enjoy and win. Bowing out.
This has been the Success Sensei, fighting the winning fight. So add us, subscribe, like, and comment. Keep those hands up and keep moving forward.